A beautiful day at the branch today, November 19th. Not a cloud in the sky, and a clear afternoon brings clear minds ready and focused for an important day of practice. Now, on Wednesday, we talked a lot about quarterback Matt Hasselbeck playing on Sunday instead of Andrew Luck, but Falcons defensive coordinator Richard Smith touched on another fact that's going to be different for the Indies offense. That's the change of associate head coach turned offensive coordinator Rob Chudzinski, who will be calling the shots for Indianapolis and also trying to simplify that offensive scheme a little bit.
Is my in our mindset is that, you know, with a different coordinator calling the game, you know, we evaluated last week's game that he called, looked at that one, and then also gone back to when he was a coordinator at Carolina in 2012. Not that they're going to run the zone read like they had with Cam, but just, you know, how does he call the game? And so we'll be well prepared in that particular situation.
An interesting matchup to keep your eye on this weekend will be wide receiver Julio Jones and cornerback Vontae Davis. Jones leads the league with 80 receptions, playing all over the field in Kyle Shanahan's new offense, playing wide slot and backfield positions. Now, Davis will most likely get the responsibility of covering Jones this weekend. Davis has two interceptions on the year, both against NFC South opponents that the Colts have played already this year. Now, Davis hasn't exclusively isolated a receiver since week one against Sammy Watkins. He had zero catches for three targets. But we all know that Jones will create space, which is an area of weakness for the Colts.
I don't know if he's going to be like one-on-one with me, but I know he follows you around, but I don't know the coverage they're going to give us behind it. A lot of times teams, they match guys with me, but also they have safety help. So I don't know going into this game, so I got to be ready for everything, like for us, if he's going to press or is it going to be a two-man type day.
Now, Falcons fans, you're definitely going to want to be at this weekend's game, of course, to watch the Falcons, but it's also our Salute to Service game, which will end out the first ever Salute to Service week. During halftime, the Citadel Summerall Guards will have a 61 cadet silent drill platoon performance. And then, of course, you're going to want to check out Falcons Landing from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. for food, drinks, fun games, and music. What a perfect way to spend a Sunday in Atlanta. Thanks for joining us on this Branch Report. I'm Ashley Rose.